From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 8, 2026. Officials are investigating decisions made by tour leaders in the lead-up to a deadly avalanche near Lake Tahoe earlier this year. Over the weekend, the Sierra Avalanche Center released its report on the February avalanche that left 9 people dead. It says the group of 15 experienced backcountry skiers were traveling through dangerous terrain and conditions when safer routes were available. It also confirmed that some in the group were life-saving equipment that never deployed. What exactly triggered the avalanche remains unclear. The Nevada County Sheriff's Office is conducting a criminal investigation of the tour operator Blackbird Mountain Guides. The company said in an email that the report does not include all the facts and information currently under review. New overdose data shows a major turnaround in Nevada. The data collected between August 2024 and August 2025 marks a sharp departure from the previous year, when Nevada was one of only 2 states to experience an overall increase in overdose deaths. Overdoses linked to synthetic opioids and psychostimulants, such as meth, were among the steepest declines. Cassius Lockett, Southern Nevada Health District's District Health Officer, said staff are now examining how overdose rates among residents versus visitors have changed over the last 7 years. We had residents dying at a 5 times higher rate. We now, over time, have seen that gap close to 3 times. The health district attributes the overall decline to what it calls increased naloxone saturation levels. Last year, officials and community partners distributed more than 200,000 doses of the opioid reversal medication around Clark County. Driving in northern Nevada, Frank McDonough is checking on cloud seeding sites, but he said sunny skies and temperatures in the 70s are not ideal. "We cannot seed in these temperatures," he said. "We need widespread, low clouds to be present for us to do cloud seeding." Cloud seeding works by introducing specific types of particles into clouds, which can help produce precipitation, snow at higher elevations and rain at lower elevations. McDonough leads the cloud seeding division at the nonprofit Desert Research Institute, which operates a half dozen ground-based cloud seeding sites across Nevada. Cloud seeding has been around for decades, and scientists' understanding of it has advanced significantly. But a critical database maintained for decades by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has recently faced steep budget cuts, with a government watchdog finding the agency is not fully meeting its responsibilities to collect data and adequately maintain reports on the technology. Hear the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez at knpr.org. Clark County School District officials said Monday that the school board will vote on the fate of Good Springs Elementary School at its meeting on April 23rd. If members decide to close what is said to be Nevada's longest operating school, those students will attend Sandy Valley School, a K-12 campus about 12 miles west of Good Springs. At the moment, Good Springs has only 1 student enrolled for next year. Closing the school would save the district about $1 million, officials said. Good Springs is 40 miles southwest of Las Vegas. The school building opened in 1913. Nevada has long been the only state in the U.S. where someone can legally purchase sex. Now it could become the first state with a recognized sex workers union. Earlier this year, a majority of workers at one of the state's oldest brothels, Sherry's Ranch in Pahrump, filed a petition to unionize with the National Labor Relations Board. They're seeking to become the United Brothel Workers, or UBW. This historic first would affiliate them with the Nevada-based Communication Workers of America Local 9413. The movement began in December when management presented workers with a new contract. Workers say it would grant management perpetual control over their intellectual property, including creative products or content they can generate and copyright. One worker told KNPR that brothel workers have faced workplace harassment and exploitation for years, including wage theft, but said this latest contract was the final straw. Hear the full story with State of Nevada's Paul Boger at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.